Major news for Colorado's small airport, our own Colorado Springs Airport. A major carrier has just announced plans to come to the Springs. Southwest Airlines saying it's going to start flights in the first half of 2021. We're pleased to have with us on the KRDO Newsline, Director of Aviation for the airport, Greg Phillips. Greg, welcome to KRDO's Morning News. This is exciting information.
Good morning. We're absolutely thrilled and looking forward to welcoming Southwest to our community.
And Greg, this is something that the community has been asking for years. How was it, you know, with the negotiation, and what does it mean for Colorado Springs Airport to finally get Southwest to call Colorado Springs home?
Well, in the airline world, there are four what we call legacy carriers: American, Delta, United, and Southwest. And of course, we've had American, Delta, and United providing great service to the community, but we've never had Southwest here, that fourth leg in the legacy carrier line. So having their network and the ability for travelers from Colorado Springs to get into that network, to fly the Southwest brand that so many people are loyal to, is absolutely huge, and I think it can be transformational for our community. So we're absolutely thrilled to welcome them and look forward to seeing the Southwest aircraft at Colorado Springs Airport.
And obviously some obstacles had to be overcome because they hadn't located here when Southwest started operations from Colorado. They've been operating out of DIA for quite some time. What were, I guess, the criteria that allowed Southwest to say, this is a good market for us, we can see a future in flights that are leaving from their gates and landing at Colorado Springs?
Well, let me say this. This has absolutely been a community effort to bring Southwest Airlines here. And I'll put it this way. We had one of the vice presidents from Southwest had been here about 13 years ago. And when he came out here and we visited with him and with his team, he said that this was not the same city that he saw 13 years ago, which says an awful lot, I think, for Colorado Springs growth, development, and just the community spirit that has made Colorado Springs the most desirable city in the United States. And they saw that. So with those things and seeing the changes in Colorado Springs, that increased their interest in coming here. So Those were the things that they needed to see. And then with our conversations over particularly the last few months, has led them to make this announcement. And it's a big announcement. We're so, so thrilled.
And Greg, we know there's still a lot of details being fleshed out, but we do know flights will begin sometime in that first half of 2021. And are we thinking a large number, or just maybe one or two a day, or is that still kind of being worked out?
I think we're going to see more of that information come out next week, and certainly that's for them to make those final decisions and then publish those. But I think that we're going to see that information sooner rather than later. So stay tuned.
Oh, very exciting. Maybe before the holidays we might get that information? That would make quite a Christmas gift.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Okay. We should mention, as we have Greg Phillips on the line, the Director of Aviation, Colorado Springs Mayor was quoted in the release that the airport put out saying, whenever he has discussed air service in Colorado Springs with the citizens, they inevitably ask about Southwest Airlines. I'm sure ask, why aren't they here? Why aren't they flying out of here? And again, thanking the partners like Visit Colorado Springs, the Chamber of Commerce and EDC, the Regional Air Service Task Force, and of course, your team, Greg, there at the airport for the collaboration and support in bringing Southwest to Colorado Springs. That's high praise. And it sounds like this is going to be something that is going to leave quite a legacy for all those who travel, because when you talk about traveling, being able to connect with that Southwest network is just so key.
Absolutely. Southwest serves 95 different cities right now across the country. And so to be able to get into that network and to have options, and that's, I think, the important thing. At the airport, you know, we have so many nice comments from people. But if you looked on the flip side, you know, the concerns that we hear from people are they'd like to see more flights, more destinations, more options, and they'd also like to see fares down. And guess what? I think you're going to see both of those with this entry into the market. Because like any business, competition pushes the businesses to lower their prices and to compete. And when you don't have competition, the fares at an airport tend to be a little higher.
Right.
So having another legacy carrier here help us bring fares down, and also, of course, is providing more options.
Greg, I wish we had more time. We need to go. Thank you so much, Sir Greg Phillips, Director of Aviation at Colorado Springs Airport.
Absolutely. Nice.
Yep. Bye-bye. Thank you very much, Greg.